The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app. All of us at Podcast One want to say thank you for listening to this show. We would also like to ask a small favor of you. It'll take less than 10 minutes, and if you're one of the first few people to fill out the survey, we'll give you something for your time. We would like you to complete a short survey for us to help make things better around here. Just go to listeningsurvey.com, and everything will be right there for you. That's listeningsurvey.com. The first 125 people to go and complete this survey will get a $10 gift certificate to restaurant.com, and there is a chance to win an additional $100 Amazon gift card. Filling out the survey will really help us out. Go to listeningsurvey.com, and thanks for listening.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
Shaquille O'Neal!
Shaq,
who you guys come to see tonight?
Shaq, we're on live.
This is Shaq Podcast. This is Shaqcast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq.
Shaqalaka!
This week's Shaqcast is presented by BetOnline.ag, your go-to source for all sports wagering and odds. Visit BetOnline.ag, use the promo code PODCAST1 and receive a 50% sign-up bonus. That's BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And we got a lot of stuff to get to today. We'll talk a little bit about Sharif surgery, Shaq's new show. We'll hit a number of topics in a round of jump ball. Of course, we're going to get Borderline and Kincaid as a brutal round of the Big Money Match Game.
Oh, yes.
Now, live from the Shaq Cave in Atlanta, Georgia, it's John Kincaid and the Big Hoffa, the Hall of Famer, Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq's going to have to go 12 rounds with Floyd Mayweather. And guess what? Shaq, I love you.
The ring
you ain't going
big.
12 rounds. You ain't going. Guess what?
You're right, because you ain't going to go that long.
No.
You ain't going to go that long.
You ain't going to go 12.
Floyd, that's the white man trying to divide us.
It's the Big Podcast with Shaq. You know who Shaq is. He's that really big guy, charming. Looking ripped,
sexy
too,
guy.
By the way.
He is sexy. Guy.
No, you are sexy.
Well, thank you.
You are sexy. Shaquille O'Neal, John Kincaid, Rob Jenners, and B-Dog Brandon Harper all joining you here on the Big Podcast with Shaq.
I want to give a shout-out to David Dickey, who threw a hell of a party the other day. That actually was, you know, I thought it was going to be one of those corporate WG parties. But that was a party that I could attend to.
What is the WG?
Oh, I get it. White guy party. That was a great party.
It was nice. It was
Shaquille,
nice.
You getting up on stage, nice. Too, brought down the house, too.
And I talked all that trash about LSU and Alabama, and we couldn't even score.
Donut up on the scoreboard.
Okay, wait a minute now.
Give me the music, Rob.
You want the epic showdown music or the sad music?
Nope, simply sensitive.
Ed Orgeron. Here we go.
I got on stage in front of 20,000 people.
Well,
Alabama fans at that.
Nobody bought a hat.
And I said, Alabama's going down. Yeah, you made me look bad, but that's not why I'm mad. We talk about it's our time now, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. We understand Nick Saban is the man. He has a great team. But will you at least fight? You're telling me we can't score one stupid touchdown in a death dome? And on the way out of the party, I'm saying, okay, we got our ass beat. We're going to score. And you throw an interception. You mean to tell me LSU can't find one quarterback? How many states are there, B-Dog?
50.
And how many high schools
President
in each
Obama
state?
Thought there were 57.
How many high schools in each state? I'm going to go with 1,000.
Oh, God.
You mean to tell me
you can't
that.
Find, yeah. You mean to tell me you can't find one athletic quarterback? Are you free? You
Wait
know
a minute.
What?
You said athletic quarterback?
Yeah. No, athletic. A-F-L-E-T-I-C.
I say, is that code word?
Yeah, athletic. You know what? I hate to say it, LSU. We might need to start paying some people.
Oh, wait a minute. Start paying people?
Yeah.
We might need to start paying some people. Because guess what? Our national championship dreams are over. If we would have beat Alabama, we could have coasted in. Everybody would have said, you know what? You can lose two more games. You're still in the national championship game because you beat Alabama. We can't even score in Alabama.
You would have had to win the SEC title.
You would have had to win the SEC title, but you could have, though.
That was our SEC title, and we washed it away. Like littles. I ain't going to say it.
Yeah, don't.
No, I got it.
It was bad.
I understand your frustration.
Score, show some pride. Show some fight. Start a fight. Get a flagrant foul. Get a helmet-to-helmet penalty. Do something.
I love that.
You don't let a man come in your house and embarrass you and you can't even score. Do something. Start a fight.
Let me ask you something, though, Shaq. Is that if I told you before the year that Ed Orgeron and LSU would have three top 10 wins.
They're good
and
wins,
you would have taken that to the bank and said that's a great year for Coach O.
I get your frustration. John. I'm not happy with just making it to the playoffs. We need to win. When Nick Saban was there and we won, and he went to the office and said, I need some more money, and those didn't pay him, and he left. Yeah, this is a curse. I don't want to hear, we had three. I don't want to hear that. We want to win. All we do is win, 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 no matter what. Yeah. Not like that game where we took it up the butt.
Well, I'm going to say this to you, Big Fella. I'm going to drive the knife in a little deeper. Y'all have lost eight straight to Alabama.
Eight straight.
That's brutal.
And that is brutal.
That's brutal.
Rob, I'm about to sing you the funniest clip ever, and I want you to play some after this. It was an Alabama fan, and somebody from LSU stuck their hand in his butt, and he went crazy.
Oh,
he
no.
He did what?
You want me to play this on the show?
Well, hold on. I got to find it.
Maybe.
That may be visual.
Yeah.
That's quite the recruiting trip.
No, this guy, look, this was the funniest thing I've seen in the world. I actually got to find it, and I'll send it to you.
All right, yeah, find it, send it to me. And right. if it's not too horrifying, we'll play it on the show.
But thanks, LSU. I lost $50,000 to Charles Barkley. I appreciate you very
you didn't.
Much. Oh, yes, I did.
Did you really go that big on that game?
Yeah, of course I did.
Oh, God, why'd you do that?
I would have told you never to do it. We were 7-1. I'm confident in my team. Purple and gold.
He lost grocery store money to Charles Barkley.
That's not grocery store money. That's a lot of money.
Well, if he lost it to Charles Barkley, he lost fast food.
He lost Krispy Kreme money.
He didn't lose. He didn't lose like fresh fruits and vegetables.
Chuck said, "I want that Krispy Kreme on Ponce." Put that thing
man,
up on
you got to be
man.
Kidding me,
yeah.
Shaq. I would have warned you. Not to do that one.
That was a tough game.
That was a tough game. That was a really tough one. Yes, it was.
It was easy for Alabama. They was out there laughing and joking around.
See, I don't believe Shaq. Do you realize they were giving up like the Alabama was scoring like 50 points a game. You kept them to 29.
Kept them, schmep them, John.
You didn't score. I get it.
Donut. Yeah.
And I guess keeping somebody at 29 is, I guess, when they're scoring 50.
But when they're scoring 50, it's three touchdowns under what they're scoring. I don't know.
That's still nonsense because
it's
you couldn't
bad
score.
Day for Alabama.
Okay, Shaq's close to this. B-Dog. Rob, if I said before the year Ed Orgeron's going to have three top 10 victories, you would have told me to go for a drug test.
Yeah, 100%.
He has three top 10 victories this year. Yeah. This was
WFD.
A great.
Yeah,
100% okay. Right. It doesn't matter.
WFD.
It doesn't matter. If you can't win when it's on the line, what does it matter?
WFT. Exactly. Whoopie freaking.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to. Shaquille's at the Shaq Studios today, but. We got our WFD Whoopie Freakin' Do t-shirts in, by the way.
Oh, Shaq, they're beautiful, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're beautiful, too.
Yeah, I'll break them out on the when we have a minute here at B-Dog. Get you one. So we'll take some pictures. We'll put them up on social. If you're involved in any of our games on the show, that will be the giveaway prize now. You get a Whoopie Freakin' Do.
Whoopie Freakin' Do. WFD.
Whoopie Freakin' Do.
Which, by the way, everybody's now using.
Yes,
I think Shaq's made cool again.
I did want to bring up briefly... The news came out this week about Sharif's surgery set for December. How's everybody doing with that?
They're emotional. Everybody's emotional, but you know, I'm a master of taking things that are bad and turn them into positive. So my conversation with my boy was, listen, honey bunny, what happens if you blow your knee out this year? Oh, I got to sit out a year in rehab. Okay. What happens if you blow your Achilles? Oh, I have to say, Leah, I said, so you have to look at this the same thing. A lot of times we look at the title, which is heart surgery, which is a very damaging title. But I said, listen, my man, I've had 10 surgeries, and this is what's going to happen. You're going to get to the hospital. You're going to be afraid. The doctors are going to calm you down. They're going to put something. I don't know what it is. I wish I could explain anesthesiology. They're going to put something in the tube, tell you to count to 10. And when you get to 5, you're going to be out. And then when you wake up, you see me, everything's done and over, and then we start the rehab process. So he gets surgery, and I'm going to be there right next to him, but we got to stay in the hospital with him for 5 days. So I'm going to make sure everybody's on point. If I see a damn scratch, I'm going to be like, hey, man, what is this? What is that? So, you know, we got to stay there, and then I'll bring him home personally on Shaq Airlines and, you know, get him straight. He'll be fine.
Where is he having his surgery?
At Stanford University.
Guess what?
Okay.
Does the surgery is the number one in this type of surgery.
There you go.
I'm sure.
There you go.
Yeah.
And again, that is the one thing. And seeing you and your son, now people will hear him tell that story, and he will not believe that Shaq actually does call him Honey Bunny and Honey and Sweetie. And you know, I mean, this is your relationship with your boys, your girls, everybody is very loving. It's very loving, very affectionate, very huggy feeling, yes, very touch. And that kid, Shaq, I have no doubt, he bounces back and he attacks whatever it is. He's determined. He's a very impressive young man. Sharif, we're thinking of you. We're thinking of you. I think it's his mother's influence. I got to be honest. Sharif,
she did a wonderful job.
Keep kicking ass. Keep kicking
is
ass.
Is she okay? Because there were all the stories this week where that Shawnee was a bit of a wreck.
Who wouldn't be, right?
Of course.
She's a mom. Yeah. She's a mom. So, yeah. You know, moms are going to be mom, and I have to be the, you know, the brick.
Yeah, exactly. The cornerstone. Right. To change topics a little bit to a lighter note, you have a new show.
What?
With Ken Jeong.
What?
I sure do.
I'm like,
Ken Jeong Il?
No, yes. Not Kim Jeong Il.
No, the one that goes, mother.
Leslie, I can't remember his
name. Where are they doing
this
show?
But yeah,
in Atlanta, all over the world.
Wait a minute, you're doing it here?
Yes.
Well, then can we go to a taping of it?
Sure.
If it gets picked up, is the question.
Oh, it has to get picked up.
If it gets picked up.
Wait a minute, it's TBS. It's going to get picked up.
I mean,
what are they going to preempt Gilligan's Island?
Well, they might.
Either air another episode of Gilligan's Island, we can air the seventh episode of Friends today.
Yeah, or the ninth.
Or we can have Shaq's new show.
Yeah. The show's called Unqualified, and it's Ken and Shaq as they try their hands at a variety of jobs. Now, they're summoned to a temp job through a digital portal, and the employers have no idea who's coming.
Are you in disguise?
No.
Oh, no, they show up as themselves.
Oh, my gosh.
But the employers don't know. Hey, they're like, hey, we need a temp to do substitute teacher for the day.
Oh, my God.
And then Shaq and Ken show up, and they have to do the job for the day. So how was filming that with Ken?
Well, we haven't started yet.
Oh, you haven't done the pilot yet?
Nope. Oh, first of all, we don't get pilots. That's how good we are.
What?
So, once you hear about taping, that means we're live.
Okay, so we're live.
Yes, gotcha. Yes.
So that means gotcha. Six episodes of Friends a day on TBS now. They're going to pick up
Shaq's
show.
Of Shaq's show.
They're going to pick up Shaq's show.
Some of the jobs, mall security guard, party clown, and substitute teacher are some of the ones early on that are being floated out there.
Well, guess what? The Shaq. I got the school where you can substitute teach, too.
Where?
Where?
Olivia's school.
Oh, you want to go to Marist?
No, we need a bad school.
No, Olivia. No, Olivia. No, wait a minute, Shaq. You're looking for comedy here.
No,
it would be much funnier if you went.
I want a bad B-dog juvenile delinquent. Don't listen to their mama school. That's the type of school I want.
I got it. I didn't go to that type of school.
See, I think it'd be fun.
And then Ken does the full Leslie Chow when he gets there.
What do you think would be funnier? Shaq walking into a sort of the more uptight private school?
Well, you send Shaq to a prep school and you send Ken to like Peachtree City.
I think it'd be funny as hell. Shaq, I'm telling you, it's a missed opportunity for comedy. You going into the more uptight WG thing, even though it's very diverse in Marist.
Well, I'll do both.
There you go. We're gonna get, and I can get you set up as a temp, so we get that all set
deal.
Up. Okay, so good.
All right, so that's coming
all right.
up
that's
on
awesome.
TBS.
All right, DJ Diesel. You just continue to just book these gigs and create this. How many personas do you have? Honestly.
Shaquille, Shaq, Dr. Ron, about four or five.
I mean, seriously. But DJ Diesel is taking off. It really is. This cottage industry is taking off for you.
Well, you booked your first gig in L.A.
Yes.
Which I was floored that was the first time you've played L.A.
Yeah, but isn't L.A. like the hardest, one of the hardest places to be getting gigs?
I think it is. So.
Shaq, wouldn't it be one of the toughest?
I'm not sure. I mean, I kind of backed off from doing parties and pool parties and all that. I just want to do festivals. Because kids, when they go to festivals, woo-wee. That's the funnest time ever. They're out there, no security, and they're just jumping up and down, jamming. So that right there gives me the game seven feel. I mean, because that's the only thing I'm missing in my life is that game seven down by one. You read all the articles where people say you're not going to shine and you're not going to win. I live for stuff like that.
So you're feeding off the crowd is what you're saying. That's
all day. Yes, all day, every day.
That's where you've replaced. Because it's one of the things you hear about from guys when they retire is they have to try to replace the adulation of the crowd, the energy and everything like that. You found a way to do it. Certainly this podcast hasn't done it for you. You know, well, it isn't. You know, that game seven, because he's losing a lot of game sevens occasionally to me.
I don't know. Now, he's won 90% of the games we played.
Well, him and Rob.
All right, well,
Rob's a great master.
While we're on this topic, Shaquille, let's check in on John Kincaid's Wikipedia page real quick here.
Oh, wow.
According to the listing that was forwarded to me on Twitter, John does have a Wikipedia page, by the way.
I did, by the way. Did not. I knew that years ago there was one. I did not even know there was
and
one.
And it's updated.
Does anyone use Wikipedia anymore?
I do all the time.
Yeah,
it's not a reference source.
I know, but I use it for, like, anyway.
Okay.
Information on the fly. Since 2015, he's also been the co-host of The Big Podcast with Shaq, starring NBA legend and Basketball Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal. He is known for getting bent over by Shaq.
What?
Yep. It's in his Wikipedia page right now.
Okay, wait a minute.
So you want to talk about your winning record? And
that doesn't sound like winning to me. Winning?
Bent over by Shaq.
Well, that is relative.
Well, I mean, exactly. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So thank you, Wikipedia.
Well, I would tell you, I don't even know how it works. How does it work, Wikipedia? How does it work?
I have no idea.
B-Dog's the youngest guy. Do you know how this thing works?
I mean, I really don't know in detail how it works.
Is it a company?
No, well, yes, but I think it's like an open source type thing where people can add to articles and
people
revise.
Can write whatever they want?
Well, people get into Wikipedia all the time and they'll change like random stuff on like sports teams or owners or something like that. Yeah.
What else is on my Wikipedia page? Anything fun?
I'll look at it later. It mostly talks about you being a host in Atlanta and a host on CBS.
Oh, okay. All right, well, then
that's pretty much it. It's not like Shaq's Wikipedia page.
Okay, Shaq's Wikipedia.
which is like a mile long.
Right.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
How many teams did he play for? Seriously.
Okay. I did want to mention briefly, I got a good clip from one of our friends, Caleb, on social media, who caught, I guess this was an older episode of Joe Rogan.
Okay.
And he was talking about Shaq doing MMA. And there's a reason I'm going to play this. I'm going to play the clip first.
He got into MMA for a while.
Did he?
Yeah, I don't know if he's still doing it. Yeah, training. But there was videos of him training. And I was like, look, if there was no weight limitations, the UFC has a weight limit.
Like, what's the top out?
265. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know.
Does it get...
There's a super heavy... Super heavy, we've never had a super heavy fight, but super heavyweight is 265 and above.
Well, who's the heaviest fighter that's ever fought?
265 when they weigh in.
Yeah.
After that, probably Brock. Brock was cutting weight to make 265.
Shaq's 330.
He's 7'1".
Well, that was on full display in Big Chicken Shaq this week.
Yes.
You and Brandon and I saw him at the opening of the restaurant and couldn't place him. Forrest Griffin. UFC Hall of Fame.
I've heard that name.
At the opening of the restaurant. Yeah. So we had seen him. So what was it like getting in the octagon with Forrest Griffin?
Well, he's the strongest. He's the strongest white guy I've ever faced in my life.
And you are significantly larger than he is.
Yeah, no, but he had this move where he put his elbow on my neck.
Oh.
And and I tried to move it, and I couldn't move it all. He's very, very strong. So,
yeah,
but I was saying to myself, if I get choked out, this is going to be a meme. I'm not going to get choked out, so I try to pull out every move that I know. But
yeah.
He commended me on the shape I was in and some of the moves I had. But this is something that I would not do for full time. I don't think I could be a fighter. Actually, if I was on the level of a Conor McGregor and could fight once a year, I'd probably do it. But if I got to start from the bottom and work my way up, hell to the no.
Guess
no
what,
way.
Though? I would think you wouldn't have to start from the bottom. Because you're Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah,
because Shaq, the draw of you on a pay-per-view, it would be the biggest pay-per-view they've ever seen. Period. Ever seen, period. Wouldn't even be close. That would be the biggest payday they ever got.
Are we back to the Shaq versus Floyd conversation now about this?
I'm telling you this. I'm telling you right now. If they did an MMA, Shaq was fighting, it would be the largest pay-per-view ever, period. There's no question, because most of the times you don't even know the tomato cans that they're trotting out there. You don't know the names. People just know, I'm entertained by the product. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see what it's like. They're curious.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, you were only in the ring with Forrest Griffin for about 5 minutes, and you ran about 4 miles.
Yeah.
Because remember that with Floyd, as I told you.
Stop it.
Shaq, okay. Come on. Are we going to go back to this?
I'm undefeated in boxing. I beat Sugar Shane Ass, and I beat De La Hoya. Google me, John.
Google me, John.
Google me.
All right, well, before we move on to jump
ball. I see you in person. I don't need to go, and I certainly don't need to Wikipedia you.
Well, yeah, God
I can
knows.
Definitely know that. God
knows
forbid.
What's on his Wikipedia. Before we move on to jump ball, we have a couple of, let's call them clarifications from last week's show.
What about?
There's a couple little things that came up. I got to try and find the clip here, but... do you remember the in Borderline last week, the news reporter that said taint?
Yes.
And you guys said you didn't know what taint was?
No. I knew what it was.
Oh, but I got a lot of folks on Twitter. Black folks know what taint means.
Nah.
Yeah.
I've never heard a black person use that term.
Yeah, we don't use
Well,
the
these
word
guys
taint.
Are whiteies. Look, now, let's be honest. B-Dog and Shaq. You guys are sort of semi-white. Look, you hang. Hey, what do? You hang out. Both of you. Wait a minute. No, what I'm going to tell you both is you both.
We're corporate, John.
You both spend the majority of your time hanging out with white people.
You talking about like at work?
Both of you. Both of you spend the majority of your time hanging out with white people.
But, John, it ain't about where you work. It's where you grew up at.
Shaq. Yeah.
And growing up in New Jersey, I never heard the word taint.
Never.
Plenty of taint to go around.
All right, well.
Hold on, John. I'm with here with a young black lady. Have you ever heard the word taint?
No.
Thank you.
No. Okay, so there's a no.
No.
I don't know who that was.
You know what that is, John?
Sounded sexy.
I got this virtual reality thing that you can press any type of woman you want, and she comes down virtually.
Really?
Yes.
I know you've been with a lot of virtual women in their day.
No, seriously. Say
virtually.
Hello.
Really?
Say hello, virtual lady.
Hello.
Okay, can she say anything at any time?
Yes.
So if I speak sexy to her, she's going to answer me.
Oh, God, please don't do that.
Yes. Sexily?
Oh, go for it. Try that. Shot.
Darling, you're looking pretty good today.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, where you been all my life?
In your dreams.
And I married a Jamaican girl. Can you speak to me with a little bit of that sassiness from time to time when I need it?
Amen.
Oh. I'm telling you,
that
I like
that. Program hasn't been updated
system
yet.
Delete.
I like that.
System getting overwhelmed.
I like that. Honey, that was just... that was just...
Overwhelmed.
Honey, that was just for the show.
System failure.
That was just the show. Shaq, that program sounds sexy as hell.
I just got to tell you. It is.
That sounds sexy as hell. Got to tell you.
Know what I call that program?
What do you call it?
Wackopedia?
Nope.
Wiana Wikigalia.
Oh, goodness.
Give me one of them programs.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
For real.
That's a lot Lord. Better than that blow-up doll there, B-Dog.
All right, well, so... Oh, no.
Whoa, time out.
All right, hold on.
Now.
He's going to spring for the sex doll. The reason I brought
confession.
Up...
confession.
Uh-oh. Sex doll?
One of my friends ordered it, but we didn't pay for it.
What do you mean you didn't pay for it?
It's not like the pizza delivery, man.
One of my friends stole one of my credit cards and went to sexysexdoll.com.
And that's what he chose to go buy?
And he tried to buy 34 Double D, big booty, thinwaist.com.
No.
No.
But he doesn't realize that all the purchases that are purchased must go through me first. So I got the email that... He was trying to buy the doll, and I declined it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because they wanted to buy it as a joke and then have it in my bed when I got home.
Shaq, we saw this one expenditure.
Yeah, but I didn't want to buy it.
Bigbooty.com. We really don't need you on that website.
And you know why I didn't
We
buy
just
it?
Got you why? Off Ashley Madison.
Because I like it when they talk back, B-Dog.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
We just got you off Ashley Madison. That's good, though. So.
I like instructions, B-Dog.
All right. There you go. Oh, man.
And when you hit the button, it goes,
you got
Joey Jared
in the middle of the f***ing field talking shit to everybody, and then when somebody say something to him, he don't even supposed to be on the f***ing field.
Hey, we ain't heard that in a minute, Rob.
I know. It's been a minute. All right. Well, so back to the taint thing. The reason it came up was I thought it was another word for your rear, and it's not.
No, it's the area.
It's the area between the front and the back.
Never heard of it
in
that regard.
That's what it is.
Hold on.
What did you just say?
Yes.
Yes.
Which I always called the grundle.
The bridge.
I always called it the grundle.
The grundle?
Yes.
You had weird names in Jersey.
Yes,
all I'm
going to
tell you. From Jersey, I'm from Turkey. People like that game. You're from Jersey. Yeah. We got to play that.
I ain't never heard of this.
All right.
Yeah, hold on. So the bridge is called the Taint.
It's called the Taint, yes.
Oh.
The bridge.
All right, so now you know.
Bridge over troubled water.
All right, the other clarification was Frank Frank Nicolatina, or whatever his name was, from the New York Knicks. Steph, what's his name?
Nicolina, is that how you pronounce it?
No, that's not it at all. It's Nealekina.
Nealekina.
Man, we can't pronounce all that.
Frank Nealekina.
Seriously.
Just so you know, it's not...
Nicolina, is that how you pronounce it?
No, that is not at all correct.
By
that
the way...
That is incorrect.
I'm going to speak for the white community. We don't care when you screw up our names as much. It's not as big a deal.
What's that, right?
It's not as big a deal. I mean, don't worry about it. We're not going to be offended. We're not going to be very, very upset about it.
What did you say?
Hey, sorry about that, Buck.
There you go.
Wait, sorry about that, Buck.
You said you're not as offended when we screw up your names?
Yeah, they're not going to screw up Kincaid. My name is spelled wrong everywhere that I go.
Stop
Every single place I go, my name is spelled wrong.
They can only spell the last part wrong. K-A-I-D.
C-A-I-D. People sell it as. And K-A-I-D. It's C-A-D-E. And so I get people spell it. It's been spelled wrong every single way. I don't even care. They're like, oh, we're sorry we spelled your name wrong. I don't care. You made a mistake. Okay. You probably looked at Wikifrickinpedia.
That's right.
Spelled it wrong. Do they have it spelled right at least?
Let's say yes.
Okay.
Just so we can move on.
Okay, that's good. Hey, Shaq, even if you're a big-time basketball fan, there might be a few facts about the game that people don't know. Like, did you know that the first hoops were actually peach baskets? Or that a warm basketball is bouncier than a cold one? Or the players can run as much as 4 miles during a game. Oh, I'd love to see Shaq do that. Here's another fact you might not know. It's actually really helpful if you need to buy a car. TrueCar helps you also get used cars.
That's right, John. And you've seen me run way more than 4 miles. That's why I'm a Hall of Famer. TrueCar isn't just for buying new cars with their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars. You'll enjoy a real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used.
And with TrueCar, users get to see what others have paid. So they're going to know if they're getting a good deal before they buy. And they're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience because they're going to be connected with TrueCar certified dealers.
So when you're ready to buy a new used car, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. And when you're ready to see me run 4 miles, Google me.
Google me. There it is.
Google me.
Some features, by the way, not available in all states.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla.
Hey, this is Kelty Knight from Lady Gang.
Hey, it's Steve Austin from the Steve Austin Show.
This is Heather Dubrow from Heather Dubrow's World.
Hey, this is Rob Riggle.
And Sarah Tiana from Riggle's Picks.
This is Caitlin Bristow from Off the Vine on Podcast One.
This Veterans Day, I'd like to give a special thanks to all those who've served in the armed forces.
From the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and the Reserves.
Because of your bravery, we can live without fear.
Because of your valor, we can soar into the bright future.
Because of your sacrifice, we don't have to sacrifice the liberties that we hold so dear.
We could not do it without you.
Thank you again for your service, and all of us at Podcast One hope you enjoy a safe holiday weekend.
All right, I have a number of topics here for the two of you to kind of banty back and forth. We'll see how they go. The Red Sox won their fourth World Series title in the last 15 years. If you are a Boston fan, you've seen, 14 professional titles between the Patriots, the Red Sox, Bruins.
Patriots have won 5.
Yeah.
Red Sox have won four.
Bruins won three.
No, Bruins 2, Celtics 1.
Okay, so there you go.
I think Bruins 1, maybe.
Okay, either
maybe
way.
Maybe I'm wrong.
You've seen a lot.
Too much. Too much for those miserable people.
Honestly, I think Boston fans are the worst. What city do you think has the worst fan base? Or the worst fans?
As far as just being... Come on, Shaq.
I don't want to bring up old stuff, but I'm going to have to go to Utah.
Which is surprising to me. Utah has the worst fans? Really?
What are you getting, like, heckled by Mitt Romney and the Osmonds?
Okay, but hold on. Define worst fans. What does
that mean? Just
worst
whatever, like, a fan base that, like, I mean, Philly, they throw batteries
at people. A lot of
people
say Philly.
Yeah, but there's nothing more than, there's a difference, though. There is insufferable. The entire country rooted for the Eagles to beat the Patriots last year.
Oh, because people can't stand.
Exactly. So no matter what you think of Philly fans, the entire country was rooting for Philly. Right. When they did the map on ESPN the morning of the Super Bowl, 49 states said they were rooting for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. There's nobody roots for Boston anymore. They're spoiled rotten, and they're insufferable.
Yeah.
They're insufferable fans. They act like they're... I remember when the Red Sox didn't have Red Sox Nation. Now it's this big nation. I remember when it was Red Sox, you could walk up and get a ticket anytime you wanted.
Yeah.
It's fraudulent.
Utah, though. What made Utah fans tough?
Till Marie Osmond lost that weight, she was very imposing.
Because, one, they got all the calls, and they cried and whined about everything, and playing against those floppers every time you touch them when they fall, and the refs didn't call it, they'd go crazy. Then the next play down, the ref would have a makeup call.
Oh, wow.
Did you feel a little intimidated looking into the crowd, too? Did you feel a little unsafe?
Nope, because according to you, I'm 50-50, so I felt right in this game.
Seriously.
Right. Yeah.
They were like, Shaq, come on over to the yacht later.
Magic Johnson issued a statement this week saying Luke Walton would remain the coach of the Lakers.
Isn't that kind of it?
Unless, quote, something drastic happens. Will Luke Walton make it through the season?
I think he
Tyronn Lue was just let go.
Oh, my God.
So they're probably grooming him.
They haven't gotten the puppet strings off the back of his suit coach yet.
So they're probably grooming him to come there.
No.
And if they go like on a two, they go on a couple more losing streaks, then the answer is he's not safe.
Ooh. Okay.
I don't think he makes it the year.
You don't think he makes it through
the season? No, because LeBron's got his dagger out already, and that's what LeBron does. LeBron wants to manipulate everything around an organization, wants to determine the coach. He wants to draft the player.
Yeah, but that's not a bad thing, John. That's not a bad thing because I did that, so I can't let you talk about that because that's exactly what I did.
I didn't speak about you doing it.
No, but that's
exactly what I did. I'm speaking about him doing it.
No, but that's what I did.
Well, that's fine. You can think it's a bad thing. I'm going to tell you, I think it's a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, John. We're in control.
Really?
We have to be in control, yeah.
That's great.
First time I did it was, hey, if you don't draft Chris Webber, I'm out of here. I mean, if you don't trade Chris Webber for Penny Hardaway, I'm out of here. Second time I did, if you don't bring Horace Grant here, I'm out of here. Third time I did it with Jerry Buss, hey, if you don't give me this extension, I'm out of here. And last time I did it with Pat Riley, if you don't do this, I'm out of there.
I gotta tell you this. Ty Lue lived up to every expectation that I always had of him without LeBron. That's bottom line. It's exactly who he is.
So neither
LeBron.
Of you guys think Luke Walton might make it. I think he's in trouble. Okay.
I think when LeBron's got the dagger out, he's just waiting to stab you in the back.
Oh,
it's just a matter of time.
But I don't call it stabbing in the back. It's business, John. It's Godfather Mafia business. You got to do what's good for you. Because guess what? If they don't win, of course the coach name is on the line a little bit, but they're going to be killing him. So if you're going to kill me and I got any control, I want the people in here that I want. I'm just saying.
It's a good point. There was an article on Food Insider this week where millennials tried Cracker Barrel for the very first time.
I never ate there for a while.
A lot of them hated it.
Why?
Cracker Barrel.
Why did they hate it?
They didn't like the food. So Cracker Barrel, the question is, Cracker Barrel, an American treasure or you could live without it?
I'm the type that if the name is messed up, I won't go there. And just didn't like the name.
What, because of Cracker?
Like Cracker Barrel?
Because of Cracker.
The brothers don't like that name, John. I'm just saying.
No. Well, I'm going to tell you this. It is an American treasure.
The food was good, though.
The wild blueberry pancakes are awesome.
I love Cracker Barrel.
The wild blueberry pancakes are awesome. The people are always charming, sweet. And the candy store, well, that can be deadly.
Yeah.
That can be deadly.
Brandon's rolling his eyes.
I mean, it's cool.
Cracker scare you, too?
No, you don't like
the name?
It's cool, but I mean, I don't look at it as a national treasure. I don't look at it like Waffle House and IHOP.
Oh, no, man. If I see a Cracker Barrel, we're going to stop.
I'd pull into a Cracker Barrel because it's more unique.
Hey, Rob.
Yo, buddy.
One of my friends has called me. Hold on for a second.
Okay.
Well, an LSU fan came and stuck his finger in my booty. Bitch, I don't play that.
Wow. Man.
I'm going to play it again.
He's
hold
fired
on.
Up.
Hold on.
Okay, now I gotta tell you though, I watched Oprah. She said that that's more common than you think in that community. She said it. She said there's a lot of down low stuff
I'm gonna
going
that
on.
To you right now. Hey,
oh, that's awesome, Shaq. That is awesome.
But hold on. At the end, he was like, I will kill y'all out here. Anybody put their hand in my booty, I will kill you.
Put his finger in his booty?
How's that even happen? Oh, no. I don't know.
Does he have to dig in? And
yeah, I mean, it's not like easy entrance, man. You got to get in there. It's
Well, in that regard, it takes two to tango.
It does.
I think he welcomed the contact, and then it just went a little too far.
Yeah. Loosen the belt. I love the accent too. Stuck his fang in my booty.
In my booty.
In my booty. Not give that to any other show. I want it on. I want to hear. Fuck tomorrow.
He was like, I will kill y'all out here. I'm telling y'all right now.
Stuck his fang in my booty.
Oh boy.
That is awesome.
Playoffs.
Honestly, that's what Alabama did to LSU the other night.
Stuck a finger.
But
in
it wasn't
booty.
A finger.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't a finger.
Not a finger.
Oh my gosh.
You don't tell nobody else that, though. That's something you keep to yourself.
Well, an LSU fan came and stuck his finger in my booty.
I love that much.
Hey,
I love his finger.
Hey. Fanger.
Fanger in my booty.
And guess who found that for me?
Who's that? Who?
My virtual assistant.
Oh, really?
Good job, virtual assistant.
See, she answered you too that
yeah,
time.
Yeah, see? I'm pillaging my daughter's Halloween candy. It's bad right now because I'm not supposed to be eating any of this stuff.
My booty.
That's a wow. hell of a trick or treating.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
From now on, every time I beat John, I want you to play that intro first,
and then play the song. Stuck his fang in my booty.
And then drop the beat.
And then drop.
It. Unbelievable.
Oh man. God,
that's funny. It's just classic.
Oh, guys.
That's classic. That
guys.
Is, Shaq.
Did you have to play it 14 times? Yeah, we did. Yeah,
you know, we
did.
Thought it was a funny bit, a funny bit, but you decided to play it like 7 times, and we had 5 advertisers call and complain about it.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You have to say booty. Could you not have said buttocks?
Can he not stick it in the booty? Can he, like...
Can he just...
Well, an LSU fan came and stuck his finger in my booty.
Could he just caress the booty? Let's caress the booty. We got 3 advertisers called today.
Oh, man. That is funny.
All right, bud.
All right.
Let's focus.
What's your favorite Halloween candy to steal out of your kid's basket?
I used to hate those orange and white ones, but now I hate them.
Candy corn.
Yeah,
oh, God, that's terrible.
First of all, it's not wrapped, so you don't eat that.
Yeah, I can't eat that over
again. Look, it's a Reese's cup. Reese's cups are the absolute best, and then little M&Ms, the mini packs of M&Ms.
Kit Kats. I love a Kit Kat.
You love Kit Kat?
I love a Kit Kat.
Mm. I like Starburst.
Oh,
and M&M.
Ugh,
you don't like Starburst?
Oh no, not at all.
I don't like Starburst.
You're tripping.
Because it's like
tripping.
It wants to be gum, but it's not gum, and it doesn't. Yeah, no, it's terrible.
It's great.
You know,
me.
Kit Kat in Jamaica has a whole
another
connotation.
Thing. Oh, here
all
we
right.
go.
Last thing. And
just
we'll,
telling you.
Last thing and jump ball, and we'll move on here. Big Chicken is off to a blazing start.
Yeah.
With sandwiches like the MDE, most dominant ever, the Shaq Fu Barbecue, Superman, all these other ones. That carry your brand. When do we get a podcast-themed sandwich on the restaurant?
Oh, wow.
On the menu at Big Chicken.
When I open up in Atlanta.
Okay.
We got to have one.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Kincaid's like shocked the monkey sandwich or something.
Oh,
or,
no, that'll really go over well in Atlanta. Yeah, that would go over really well in Atlanta. I'm telling you. Yeah.
Hold on.
Bitch, I don't play that. Everybody play with me. I want to kill you.
Oh, no. We will not name anything after the finger of the booty. I promise you on the menu. Anyway, that's this week's edition.
Snitches get stitched. What happened? Hey, man. What happened? An LSU fan put a finger.
Stuck his finger in my booty.
If you would have named a sandwich after that.
Oh, God. Stuck my finger in my booty sandwich?
My finger in the booty sandwich dry. Got no sauce on the finger. Oh,
you can at least spit on it. I mean.
Oh, Rob. Okay, hey, Rob, that's enough, Rob.
Hey, Rob, I want you to mix finger in the booty, Pac-Man Jones, and Mr. Turner.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Is jump all over?
I guess you got to move the camera.
I say it's over.
All right, yeah, so it's over.
It's
over. There you go.
Well, LSU fan came stuck his finger in my booty. Bitch, I don't play that.
No, we do not. No, we do. We're gonna play that forever. By the way,
I guarantee it.
Because
we're so mature here.
Oh, of course we are.
At the Big Podcast of Shaq,
aren't we?
Levels of maturity that you've never seen before in the media.
Listen, I guarantee when people listen to the in the car.
Oh gosh, that is the guy. People are driving into the guardrail with us today. Oh, you I guarantee.
Some
it.
Guy's going into work today, going, an LSU fan stuck his finger in my booty.
Why'd you make him sound like off the set of Good Times?
I don't know.
Rob, that's cultural appropriation.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, don't be doing that.
Oh, that's what he said.
All right,
like.
Guys, I have some problems with Week 11. We were talking about this before the show today. I got problems with this week. By the way,
why
Shaq.
Why problems?
Rob, tell everybody where the Big Podcast with Shaq sits in the standings.
Oh, okay, so I have the Podcast One Sportsnet standings in front of me. We are currently number two. We are at the number two spot, tied with Ross Tucker at the moment.
Who, by the way...
Scott Braun is only 2 points ahead of us.
By the way, Ross Tucker, who gets paid for a living to analyze the NFL. That's all Ross is expected to do, unlike all of us who are multimedia stars. Ross is just a big galoot who is just knows about
we
football.
We love Ross, though.
We do. I love Ross.
We love Ross.
But Ross is dumb compared to us because he shouldn't be tied with
Very
us.
Good.
Going to just say that, Ross. He
but
is putty.
What?
He's
but
putty from Seinfeld.
We don't want to shoot our wide early in the season. We still got a lot
no,
of
No, we're doing
left.
Good. But remember in the
beginning. Right
whoa, wait a minute, though.
Right now
in the beginning of the season, we were getting nothing but Twitter.
We were getting our butts kicked.
And guess what? I told everybody we don't print first quarter scores.
Exactly.
We're now at halftime, and we are right in the mix. We're right there to win a championship.
But don't get too happy, Joe.
No, I'm all right. I got you, but here's the problem. This is not looking good this week.
Oh, stop
why?
It.
No, I'm telling you.
You just don't have a lot of good games?
No, I'm telling you. I'm going to give you the games that I even contemplate, and you're going to go, oh, no, give me a better one. I will tell you, this week is incredibly hard. All right. Let's say I'm going to give you, like, one option. Eagles are playing the Saints. You don't want to touch that game,
That's
do
terrible.
You?
Yes, we do.
I think the Saints are going to
Where are they playing at?
I think
they're playing in New Orleans.
I think New Orleans Saints. Is going to win.
So you're saying Saints. You want the Saints?
After watching what New Orleans just did to the Rams, who are arguably the best team, one of the best teams
Look,
in the NFL.
We're a team here. I'm telling you, I don't believe the Saints are losing that game either. But can they lose that game? Absolutely.
Oh, sure.
They
can. Any team
say that
can
about
lose
any game.
No.
Well, okay. So we're
Don't
picking the Saints.
Don't try to persuade us like,
okay,
we're,
there's one
like
game.
We're a jury because you're an Eagles fan.
Falcons are hosting the Cowboys.
I'm going with Falcons.
Oh, yeah.
Cowboys,
everybody?
The Cowboys are a mess right
Okay,
now.
So we're going to take the Falcons.
Yeah, we got to take the Falcons.
Okay,
the Falcons ain't that good either.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, dude.
Well, the Falcons are on the upswing
Okay, let me just go around here and just give you this one. Thursday Night Football, Packers play at the Seahawks.
Packers.
Yeah.
You don't want to touch that game, though, do you?
Well.
That's a tight game. That's a coin flip.
Yeah, but that Seattle home field advantage is crazy.
They've already lost twice this year to the Rams and the Chargers, right?
There's a lot of people that have lost to the Rams.
I'm still inclined to lean toward the Packers. I'm with Shaq.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll think about that one. You're leaning towards the Packers in that one. Okay. The Ravens host the Bengals. Ooh. It's like a game. It's like of two mediocre. The Lions host the Panthers. Lions can win at home.
Yeah, but I like Carolina.
Colts host like Carolina. The Titans.
Yeah, I don't think Detroit's got a shot against Carolina.
You know? I like Carolina because Warren Sapp just called out Cam Newton.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay. So you like Carolina?
I don't think Detroit's got an answer for Carolina.
Okay. I'm just telling you. How about the Redskins hosting the Texans?
I got the Texans.
Ugh.
It's an ugly game, I'm telling you. Steelers at the Jaguars.
Steelers. Big Ben.
Jags started strong and
look
then
at B-Dog. B-Dog's
apart.
Making the same face I am. That's not an easy game.
See, I got to know what Steelers team I'm getting that week. And
you don't have that option, right? I mean, seriously. Monday Night Football. Whatever it is. Broncos are at the Chargers. I sort of like the Chargers. Chargers is one of the games that I do
like. I like the Chargers all the way in that game.
I like the Chargers.
Yeah.
Chargers at home against the Broncos. Okay. I do like that.
All right.
Okay. Bears host the Vikings in Chicago. I don't want to touch that game.
In Chicago?
Yes.
No.
That's Sunday Night Football. I don't want to touch that game.
No, I wouldn't.
I mean, it's like there's the, and then Monday Night Football, Chiefs and Rams, the game of the year now.
In Mexico City.
That's a game you don't want to touch.
City?
Yeah, and you don't want to touch that game, do you?
No.
You don't want to touch that game. We don't have to.
No.
So we're going Carolina, Falcons, Saints, and Chargers.
Okay.
But who's the fifth game we're taking? Was it Packers at the Seahawks? Like the Packers to win at the Seahawks? I don't like that game. I'm telling you, I don't like that one.
What have the Seahawks really had this year, though?
Well, they have four losses at the moment.
Right. Seattle's defense has not been anything like it was in the past.
Okay.
So I'm going.
Oh, we're
going
to go Packers.
Shaq said Packers, too.
Okay, we're going to go Packers. Shaq won at Packers, so we're going Packers. And we don't have to. Do we have to have a favorite that week?
We have to have a lock.
We have to have a lock. Who's the lock? Chargers?
Chargers.
All right.
Chargers is our lock.
All right.
Okay.
So there
there's our week 11 picks.
I'll see where we stand next week.
We will submit them. And by the way,
how many weeks we got left?
We'll have 6 weeks after week 11. We're fine.
Yeah, we're all right. Even if we have a down week,
we're going to win this thing.
We'll climb back
in. Kick somebody's ass. What we're going to do. We are absolutely loving our friends from betonline.ag. The live odds, the quick payouts. It's the only place to wager online. You can get in on the action now, and you can even track how we're doing in the Podcast One Sportsnet Challenge. And we told you, we are currently in second place. So it's the midway point in the NFL and college football season. Each game is becoming more and more important. In the NFL, Rams, Saints, Chiefs, Patriots are emerging as the teams to beat. Looking strong. In college football, Alabama, clearly the best team. Everybody else just trying to keep up. Notre Dame, Clemson, and some others are sitting in there as well. But there's one place that you get in on all the action. That's betonline.ag.
So don't wait any longer to get in on the action. Visit betonline.ag and use promo code PODCAST1 to receive a 50% sign-up bonus today. In the NBA, Milwaukee, Toronto, and the defending champs, Golden State, are all starting off on a very high note. And in the NHL, Nashville, Toronto, and Pittsburgh are off to a hot start there. That's right. Black people do watch hockey. Don't miss out on any more of all this incredible action.
That's better.
Hockey talk with Shaq.
That's betonline.ag. Use promo code PODCAST1 and claim your 50% sign-up bonus. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts and the exclusive partner of Podcast One Sportsnet.
Oh, Rob.
Yes, sir.
After Jenna, I want you to put their finger in my booty.
No, not right after.
Come on, I'm not going to put that anywhere near my daughter.
That's one or the other.
My bad.
Be really
my bad.
Inappropriate.
That will not
my
be. Yeah.
I just wanted to hear it one more time. I don't play that.
That's my girlfriend. No, it isn't.
Yeah, do that.
All right, so let's start with Philip at our Gmail, who caught this from a recent Miami Heat game. This is Dragic, and he fouled DJ Augustin in this nasty play here.
Pressure from behind. Dragic is whistled for the foul. DJ put the brakes on, and Dragic came up his back.
So,
oh, boy.
My goodness. From Mo at our Gmail, this is Steve Harvey. And he's on Oprah's Masterclass podcast, a podcast-to-podcast borderline from Oprah. Also a podcast Shaq was on. Steve is reminiscing about waiting in his hotel room on the road during comedy shows and waiting for his turn to go on stage.
And so for 45 5 minutes, it was just a parade of men coming in that bathroom. And I'd take it off my clothes to get lathered up.
I think he was.
What?
What?
Whoa, I got to hear more.
He was talking about getting ready to go on stage.
No, that's not the end of that story.
And so for 45 minutes, it was just a parade of men coming in that bathroom. And I'd take it off my clothes to get lathered up.
Okay, that's
isolated. It just is. It's
that's really
a
incredible.
Yeah, it's
Steve
a
Harvey,
tough one.
What's going on with you, baby?
I don't know. Maybe he went to LSU.
That's a little scary.
Thanks to Dwayne at our Facebook for this one. This is a tennis match with Andy Murray at Wimbledon, and the announcers have this analysis of the match.
Now here he's facing him. Unfortunately, he's playing against an opponent that he can't penetrate at the moment. He's going for it. He's going for it more than he did at Queens. But it's coming back at him and in awkward angles. And the depth is there. It's tough for him to know where he can go.
So he can't penetrate and depth.
Can't penetrate. There you go.
That's crazy.
Okay.
All right, well, let's go to Uncle Shannon. We love Uncle Shay. He's our favorite. Shannon Sharp. This is Mike from our Gmail who sends this one in. He's talking about Odell Beckham Jr.'s contract and how money doesn't change people. The analogy he goes with is odd.
I tell people this all the time. Money never changes a person. It just makes you more of what you already are. Mm-hmm. If you're a butthole and you don't have any money, they give you some money, you're a gaping one. It's as simple as that. I wish it was a better way I could give you, but there's not.
Yeah, no, there is. There's a lot of better ways you could say that. And yeah,
that's a little uncomfortable.
A gaping one.
That's a little uncomfortable there.
Very much.
Yeah. Man.
All right, so
I'm never going to watch Family Feud the same way again either.
Yeah.
Got to tell you.
Finally, do you guys remember Derek Lewis? He is the MMA fighter who had the most epic post-match interview with Joe Rogan ever.
Oh, yes.
Remember this guy?
I'm here with the winner, Derek Lewis. Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My balls was hot.
I understand. Talk us through this, Derek.
I understand.
Remember, my balls was hot.
And he understood.
Well, they were doing a Q&A with Derek on the floor at Madison Square Garden, I guess before one of the Knicks games. He was out on the floor, and they were doing a Q&A. They asked, this is a little hard to hear, so you got to listen closely. And thank you to Rohan on our Gmail for this one. They asked him, what's his favorite thing to eat? Here's his
favorite
answer.
Thing to eat.
Here's his answer over the PA.
My wife is in town.
Whoa.
Did you make that out?
Did he really say that?
If my wife's in town.
Oh, the dude said if his wife, I ain't going to say that.
Yeah. So they go, what's your favorite thing to eat, Derek? And he said, well, if my wife's in town, I'll eat her.
Oh, God.
In front of a crowd of people.
Wow.
So that's here we incredible. Go again, Derek Lewis.
It actually was a great answer.
It is
no,
a good
that's
answer.
Not a great answer.
It really
answer.
Is.
A good answer.
But
that's
Derek Lewis
answer.
Is quickly becoming one of my new favorite Borderline editions here.
Oh, my
here.
Gosh.
Man. And B-Dog is just frozen. He is just frozen.
Can't have him on live radio.
Not at all. And that is this week's edition of Borderline.
Oh, very Borderline, too.
Hey, Tony.
Hey.
Hey, it's Rob. It's Rob from the Shaq Podcast. How are you, sir?
Oh, Rob, I'm great. How are you?
Doing good, man.
Tony, calm down, Tony. Calm down. You're so excitable. My God.
He's coming off the rails.
Did you just get up from a nap? What's going on?
I was not expecting it. Realized that it was this time.
You weren't expecting Shaq to be on time.
Oh, why you got to go there, John?
Oh, CPT. Yeah.
All right, well, let's as we get Tony on here, let's do the formal introduction here. Okay, so
get ready to match the stars, Rob Jenkins.
Yeah,
from the hood, it's B. Harper.
Yo, yo, yo.
And, of course, Shaquille O'Neal.
Hey, everybody.
Now, here's the star of Match Game 2018, John Kincaid in the house.
Hooray!
That's a great clap from you there, B-Dog. Oh, don't I get a clap from the hood? Come on now. Match Game 2018. And we have our great contestant today, Rob. Tony joins us.
Tony is here.
Tony,
with
where you from, Tony?
I'm from Indianapolis, Shaq.
Uh-oh, Indianapolis.
Indianapolis.
Okay.
Tony, by the way.
Are you? You broke my heart.
I was going to say, is he a Pacers fan? Yeah.
I'm sorry. Boy. I had to. Rick Smits. That's Dutch chicken.
You gave Rick a couple
bowls. That's Dutch chicken.
You gave Rick. I remember every elbow you threw in that.
Oh, see, hey, I like that. Hey. Come with some fire, Tony.
Yeah. A man got to do what a man got to do.
Tony, I got to tell you, Shaq, I went to the Super Bowl when they had it in Indianapolis. And I got to tell you, it was one of my favorite Super Bowl cities ever. Shockingly. Because nobody, I did not see you at the time. You would have just walked by me and said, there's another white guy. You didn't know me at the time. You didn't realize it at the time.
Very nice, John.
We were one day there. All right, Tony, you ready to play?
Let's tell Tony, by the way. Tony is playing for a Whoopie freaking do t-shirt. Brand new, hot off the presses, our newest prize. So,
Tony, you're going to need...
How many questions do you have?
You're going to need... I have five, so he's going to need four matches.
Okay.
Four matches. Perfect. And you're going to have a chance to win a Whoop-De Freakin' Do limited edition Shaq t-shirt.
Correct.
All right, you ready? Don't answer.
I'm ready.
Tony, don't answer until I round back when they give their answers. All right, ready?
Here we go.
President Trump said, I've got a strategy to get that migrant caravan to turn around. I've asked blank to do a concert at the border. All right, Tony's thinking for his answer, because President Trump said, I've got a strategy to get the migrant caravan to turn around. I've asked blank to do a concert at the border. What's your answer, Tom?
How about his puppet, Kanye West?
Kanye West.
That was the answer I was thinking of.
That was the answer I was thinking of.
Me too.
All right, Rob. Well, no, it's not the Me Too movement. This is Kanye. That's totally different. And you better worry about that Me Too movement,
Shaq.
See,
I went straight.
Rob, where'd you go?
I went straight white guy answer and put Nickelback.
Nickelback.
Oh, stop it, Rob.
That is the whitest thing.
Exactly.
You're not wrong.
I was thinking that. B-Dog. President Trump said, I got a strategy to get the migrant caravan to turn around. I've asked blank to do a concert at the border.
I had Kanye.
He had Kanye West.
There's
we got a match.
All right.
Very good. Shaquille.
Kanye.
Kanye West. We got two Kanye West.
Two matches.
At the border.
Very
good. That's awesome. Oh, my gosh. That is absolutely awesome.
If I wasn't so white, they might have had three.
All right. There he goes. He's got two already. He's on his way to a t-shirt, baby. All right. Tyronn Lue said, LeBron left and I get fired. It's okay, though. Today I got offered a job at blank. What is Tyronn Lue qualified to do is the question. Plenty of jobs. All right, Tony. Ty Lue said, LeBron leaves and I get fired. But it's okay, though. Today I got offered a job at blank.
As the manager of the Big Chicken in Vegas.
Good for you,
Tony. I don't mind that answer.
Good for you.
I don't mind that answer at all. B-Dog Brandon Harper.
I said the unemployment office.
The unemployment office got offered a job there. Rob Jenkin.
Shaq's Krispy Kreme.
There you go.
There's another one there.
Shaq's Krispy Kreme. Shaq, what was your answer?
Hey, Tony must be Tony must know the same writer I know, because I was going to say the same answer he said.
Oh, he's got it.
Oh, my gosh.
Big Chicken.
Big Chicken Shaq. Wow.
All right. Good job.
I honestly thought the Big Chicken Shaq, since we just have discussed it on the show and everything, would be one that someone would have gone with. So that's good. So there's three. He's got three matches. Okay. Black Panther said.
Oh, hey, now. Wait a minute.
I just got the script for my next movie.
Oh, you're laughing already, and I don't like it.
John. Okay, Black Panther said, I just got the script for my next movie. The villain is a white guy whose superpower is blank.
Oh.
This could go so many different ways.
Oh, man.
All right, Tony. Black Panther said, I just got the script for my next movie. The villain is a white guy whose superpower is blank.
Okay, I know this is a kid show, so I'll say it like this. Grab it.
Can I just give Tony a t-shirt? I just want to give him a t-shirt.
I don't care what happens, but Tony's getting a t-shirt.
Yeah, he got to get a t-shirt.
Tony's damn good at this. Oh, come on, Shaq. That wasn't your answer.
Yeah, that's my answer.
All right, Rob, what was your answer?
Mine was unemployment.
Oh, my God. His superpower is unemployment?
I don't know.
I was going to say making votes disappear.
Okay, there's one, too.
That's pretty good.
I said, there's a good one.
That's pretty good.
Mine was being on time.
Wow.
Shaq's laughing. I can hear Shaq laughing at that one.
Yeah,
you like that one. All right, Coach Dale Brown said, Shaq was rarely late for practice at LSU. It helped that we bribed him with blank. And our man Tony's already got himself a t-shirt, but we're just playing for the fun of it. Play along in the car. Tony, Coach Dale Brown said Shaq was rarely late for practice at LSU. It helped that we bribed him with blank.
How about some LSU cheerleaders?
Ah, not a bad answer. Not a
Tiffany Broussard was her name.
I don't know if Dale Brown would have been pimping out cheerleaders. That doesn't sound like Coach Brown's style.
Not him, but somebody that knew him.
Let me see there, B-Dog.
I said some Krispy Kreme donut.
Krispy Kreme donuts. Yeah. At the time, Shaq was a little... At the time, Shaq was sweating honey mustard. So it very well might have been the case. What do you say? What do you say, Rob?
I said better grades.
Better grades.
Test scores. Yeah.
Completed papers,
yeah,
maybe.
Exactly.
Shaq, what was your answer? That's a great answer.
Yeah, that's a good
that's
answer.
That's a great answer there. No, and Tony doesn't get that joke.
Tony, you'll get that when the show comes
Tony
out.
Tony will get it when the show
Tony
comes out.
Tony gets the joke because he there heard it.
All right, Tony, here we go. Final one.
Last one.
Batman said.
Hold on, let Shaq compose himself.
Okay, compose yourself,
Shaq's still
Shaq.
Losing it over the LSU fan.
All right, Shaq.
Got a finger in his booty. Right.
Batman said. I saw Catwoman's now on Tinder. She's obviously not very picky. The other night she swiped right on blank. Catwoman's not too picky. Who's she swiping right on? Tony, Batman said, I saw Catwoman is now on Tinder. She's obviously not very picky because the other night she swiped right on blank.
Charles Barkley.
Got to
be.
Charles Barkley. He went way outside the superhero
I don't mind
genre.
It, though. I don't mind the answer.
I swear that's the answer I was going to say.
Are you really? Good for you.
Charles Barkley.
Tony
has
killed it. What do you got there?
I said the Penguin.
The Penguin. It's not bad. Yeah, which could have been Barkley.
You are so white today.
Why am I white? Is he not part of he's not part of Batman?
He is part of Batman. What'd you got there?
I said the Joker.
The Joker.
Yeah, there's
a Joker. Oh, well, Rob is. Well, I was going to say, is Rob not white, but he is
oh,
white.
Oh, I've been white.
Well, Rob's quite white.
Nickelback, the Rob Joker, unemployment.
Tony,
yeah,
Tony you
white.
Have landed yourself a whoopty freaking do t-shirt.
Autographed.
Oh, it's going to be autographed, too. Oh, that's even better. So you have to wait a little bit here until we get that autographed for you. So. Great job, Tony. Thank you very much,
Tony. Good job,
Tony. Say hello to everybody for us, all right?
All right, man.
Thank you very much, man.
That was funny.
Big podcast with Shaq.
Good job, John.
That was you liked that one.
That was
man.
Good. I liked that a
there,
lot. All right.
There were some funny ones there.
There was.
You act surprised. Up in the morning,
life is real. Oh, man, this
new
is awesome.
Closer. We got to pay these bills. From the top right. to bottom,
everybody got them to make it a problem. All right, we are at ShaqCast on Twitter. Of course, you can use hashtag ShaqCast as well. Brandon, where are we on?
On Instagram, at the Big Podcast with Shaq.
And we love any buzz you generate for the podcast, which is too, tweeting out what you like, getting into engagements. It's fun.
Absolutely.
Fun.
And of course, at Shaq on everything, and you'll find all the...
you'll find Shaq.
All the nonsense. And are we going to see you next week, big man?
We're going to see you next week. Good.
Hey, Rob, you got to send me this.
Before I go to the Hummus.
Oh.
What? Ooh, la, la, la. Ooh la la.
All right.
It's better in the Bahamas.
Yeah. AP News headlines are coming up next. Thanks, everybody.
We love you. Thanks, man.
Love you too, bud. Bye-bye.
Okay, so that's it? Great. Follow the guys on Twitter at Shaq, at John Kincaid, and at Rob Jenners. Or get more clips and nonsense on Instagram and Facebook at The Big Podcast with Shaq. This has been an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports, with new episodes every week at PodcastOne.com.
I love you, Uncle Shaq.
I'm telling you this much, Shaq. I don't know how many people said to me, and including the Jamaican, Shaq looks great.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people
he looks great.
Well, thank you.
Your work has been going. I got to tell you, too, Christina really liked herself some rock. A little more than I wanted to hear. She said that rock. She goes, "He is. That man is Jack."
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.